This is Daniel White IV with International Christian Herald. Here's what's happening in Christendom. First, according to SBC This Week, an International Mission Board press release following this week's trustee meeting has announced that IMB President David Platt will be voted on in the coming weeks to serve as teaching pastor at McLean Bible Church, a Southern Baptist church in McLean, Virginia. The statement read, "Our president, Dr. David Platt, has expressed a deep sense of calling to serve as teaching pastor of McLean Bible Church while also continuing to lead the International Mission Board. We respect Dr. Platt and his sense of the Lord's leading, and we recognize our responsibility to hold him accountable for his work leading the IMB." According to the Christian Post, a non-denominational church founded in 1992 that meets under a highway bridge in Texas so it can reach out to the local homeless celebrated its 25th anniversary this week. Jimmy Dorrell, lead pastor for Church Under the Bridge, described its anniversary service on Sunday as very meaningful and noted that it was preceded by their 12th annual Walk for the Homeless. The Waco-based congregation held its first service on September 20, 1992, starting with five homeless men. Currently, they average approximately 300 people for weekly worship from a variety of backgrounds. According to the Associated Press, a San Francisco Bay Area pastor who defrauded members of his congregation out of $1 million in investments has been sentenced to nearly 24 years in prison. In announcing the sentencing, California Attorney General Xavier Becerra called the case against Pastor Luther Feltus Curry despicable. Feltus Curry was convicted in February of felony theft and securities fraud. According to World Watch Monitor, an Egyptian man has shared horrifying details about how Egyptian authorities are aiding networks of abductors who get paid by Islamic extremists to kidnap unsuspecting Coptic Christian girls, convert them to Islam, and marry them off to Muslim men. A former Muslim man, known only by the letter G, admitted that he used to work alongside a Salafist network of kidnappers before he left the Islamic faith. G explained that although networks like the one that he was involved in have been around since the 1970s, they have reached an all-time high during the era of Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. According to BCNN1, Jo Beth Young, the wife of Dr. Ed Young Sr., pastor of Houston's Second Baptist Church, has gone home to be with the Lord at age 80. The two were married for 58 years and have three sons. She passed away on Sunday afternoon. Her funeral will be held on Thursday, September 21st. The church has released a statement remembering her as a model Christian woman and pastor's wife. According to the Christian Post, two pastors from Karnal, India will face blasphemy charges in court this November and could be sentenced to prison after they were accused nearly 3 years ago of destroying sacred Hindu objects, charges that the men have vehemently denied. The British Asian Christian Association is raising awareness for the cases of Pastor Sanjay and Pastor Bahinder. The men are accused of trying to convert Hindus to Christianity and of destroying Hindu idols and burning pictures of Hindu gods. Asia Bibi, the Pakistani Christian mother of five who has spent 7 years on death row due to blasphemy charges, has been nominated for a prestigious European Union Religious Freedom Award. Dutch Europarlamentarian Peter van Dalen said her case is a symbol for others hurt in their freedom of expression and especially freedom of religion. It is good that my colleagues and I continue to defend the rights of Bibi and many others. Bibi is now in the running for the $59,000 award that comes with the Sakharov Prize. The ceremony will be held on December 10th in Strasbourg, France. According to the Christian Post, Catholic bishops in India have written an open letter to Prime Minister Narendra Modi, warning him of an apparently organized campaign against the Christian minority in an eastern state, which is governed by Modi's Hindu nationalist Bharatiya Janata Party. The letter carries a picture showing Hindu nationalists burning an effigy of a cardinal with a large wooden cross. The letter, written by the Catholic Bishops Conference of India, expressed concerns over spiraling hatred being spread by the leader of the party. The letter warns that if the ongoing hate campaign was not controlled immediately, a social calamity could erupt. Apologist and author Nabil Qureshi, who said last week that doctors believed his body had entered the final stages of life, died on Saturday at the age of 34. He was a Christian convert from Islam and served with Ravi Zacharias International Ministries until he was diagnosed with advanced stomach cancer last August. Zacharias said, Nabil Qureshi, your eyes will now see and your hands will now touch that which is the only real estate. Qureshi is survived by his wife Michelle and a daughter Aya. Finally, according to the AFP, five football players at a private Christian college have been charged in connection with the hazing incident that allegedly included anti-Muslim taunts and left a student half-naked on a baseball field in the middle of the night with injuries requiring surgery. The football players at Wheaton College, located in a Chicago suburb, were charged with aggravated battery, unlawful restraint, and mob action. You can read these stories and more online at internationalchristianherald.com. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, remember, John 3:16 says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Thanks for listening. May God bless your day.